Welcome back, cronies! It's that time again. You know what it is. I know what it is. Everyone knows what it is. It's the Sony's Cronies podcast with your hosts, Nick and James. And we are going to hit another one out of the park.
We are so fucking back. Sony Cronies is back with episode 45. Folks, we have done some deep dives. We've gotten into the nitty gritty of the Sony-verse. And right over there, Nick the Rhino, DM Brosha. And over here, I'm James Sims.
James, shut the fuck up.
What's your fucking
problem? Why are you laughing?
Because we have fun on the Sony Cronycast, bro. We're dirty little rascals who talk about Sony.
The Sonyverse is the serious older brother of the MCU. The Sonyverse, James, is the brother that went off to war. The brother that did something for his country. And the MCU is the little shit that sits in his basement playing Fortnite all day.
Listen, we have had, what is this, episode 43? We've done at least 22 episodes on how weak, how bad the Marvel writing is. How weak the characters are. How unconnected the universe is. Nick, do you remember that time?
They need a web to connect them all.
Do you remember that time that we went on a 20-minute tangent about how when the Vulture showed up at the end of Morbius and said, intriguing, I cried more than when my first child was born. I cried
James.
What?
You know what that dramatic piano means. It's time for a Sony correction.
Oh.
James, at the conclusion of the film Morbius, starring Jared Leto as Dr. Michael Morbius. The word intriguing is spoken not by the Vulture, but to the Vulture
by
Dr.
Morbius.
Michael Morbius, played by Jared Leto.
In the hit Sony film Morbius.
Starring Jared Leto as Dr. Michael Morbius.
Please. At your service. At your service. Yeah.
James, why are you laughing?
Because I'm a little dirty radio rascal, man. You know this.
I wish you would take this more seriously, dude. We've been doing this for almost a year, and you never seem to fully grasp the...
Okay.
I feel like we need to talk.
I think we're
going in different directions with this podcast, and I don't think we're on the same page, and I don't think we can continue through the release of Venom like this.
Are you implying that you want to break up the Sony Cronies before what might be the biggest threequel ever released?
I'm just saying, like,
Venom 3.
James, I feel like if you listened to me, we would be on track to get, you know, invites to premieres, make TikToks on the red carpet. We could get Russell Crowe to do that trend where you go like this and you lean back and forth and then you pretend to punch each other in the face. We can get Russell Crowe to do that on the Venom, on the Kraven black carpet, the bloody black carpet.
First of all, it's going to be a cheetah print carpet. You know that. I legitimately don't know what trend you are talking about. We could get him to do that one where he's like, I'm in Kraven the Hunter. Of course I XYZ. You know what I mean?
James, that trend is so last week. See, this is what I'm talking about. You don't keep up with current social media trends for us to connect to the Sonyverse. You haven't even watched Dr. Michael Morbius since we watched it for the podcast.
That is untrue. I watch it every night while I sleep. I put it in the background. All right, technically I don't watch it. I run the audio as ambiance. Morbius to chill and relax to.
I just think that we're drifting apart as co-hosts of the Sony Cronies podcast.
What will all our little cronies think?
We
got to work on a better nickname than that, by the way. Sidebar. We need to. See, the Crony Cronies isn't very good.
How about
our sons?
They're kind of like our bros, right?
Our brony.
What's wrong with bronies? No. We have to stop talking about we.
What about webheads? Okay.
Anymore, James. I think it needs to become the Sony Crony podcast.
All right, I mean, I'll take it. I appreciate that. I wish you luck with your next endeavor.
Wait. No, you're not. You're okay with that?
Let me just give a quick call. Yeah, Mr. Taylor Johnson. Yes.
Wait.
Yeah, we do have an opening now.
No.
Yeah, you could co-host.
What are you doing? No.
He's going to wear the lion vest, by the way.
Wait, no, I'm staying as host.
So sort of like a We Are Venom type of, you're referencing that, you know, we're working as one, that type of thing? No. Or are you going to stay?
I'm going to continue the Sony Crony podcast, and you can go do the fucking Venom's Vixens or whatever you want to do.
First of all, Venom's Vixens is a pet project that I was working on the side. All of those girls have not answered my calls, and that's not my fault. Nick, I think that maybe if you looked inward and talked about the message of Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, you'd know that it's We're Stronger Together. I don't want to bring in Mr. Taylor Johnson. He's too good looking and it's intimidating. But together, we're both okay looking. We're stronger as one unit. Remember what happened to, oh God, the bad symbiote from Venom 1?
Say that again.
Remember what happened to the bad symbiote from Venom 1?
Say that again.
Remember what happened to the bad symbiote from Venom 1?
Again.
I'm not saying it again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you not remember what happened to
Carnage
the bad...
Carnage is in... He becomes Carnage in Venom 2. Let There Be Carnage.
No, that's not...
There Be Carnage.
There's... In Venom 1.
In Venom 1, there is no bad symbiote. It's Venom is the symbiote.
I can't tell if you're doing a bit anymore. You legitimately don't remember Venom 1.
What are you... Of course I remember Venom 1.
The bad guy from Venom 1, whose name we've both forgotten, and that's okay.
There is no bad guy in Venom 1. It's a deeply introspective character piece about Eddie Brock. And he is. It's a person versus self conflict.
He has ripped off his host, the evil man who wants to make rockets to fly to the moon or whatever that was about, and he dies. But if they'd stayed together, they probably would have beat Venom. And that's why Eddie Brock wins, because they work together. And I think this is our message to stick together, Nick.
So what you're saying is that. We
are
Sony's cronies.
Sony cronies. Okay. Oh, now it's Sony's cronies. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, do you want to dive into this week's topic? Why Madame Web's feet should have been showed in more detail?
We're actually out of time for this week. We'll have to come back next week with our long anticipated episode about the intricacies of symbiote sex in the Venomverse.
I have a lot of art that I commissioned and some I drew myself. So make sure you tune in for the live stream next week. And
I only got blocked from 3 public library computers for the research of this episode.
Cronies, we do it all for you. So once again, mail us those checks, mail us those credit card numbers, and if you can take any of those Visa gift cards, send them straight to us.
May her web connect us all. See you next week.